We're diving into data breaches this time, something that affects anyone who uses the internet. And this time, it's especially important for you Comcast and Truist customers out there. We're talking about the FBCS breach.
Yeah, this is a big one. It really shows how interconnected all our data is these days.
Right. So you might not know the name FBCS right off the bat, but they're a pretty big deal behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They're a debt collection company that works with, you guessed it, Comcast and Truist. So when their system gets hacked, it's not just their data on the line.
It's like this, imagine hackers trying to break into a bank, right?
Yeah.
But instead of attacking the vault directly, they go after the security company guarding it. That's essentially what went down here, a supply chain attack.
Yeah.
FBCS was the target, but they were really after the data of their clients, like Comcast and Truist.
Okay, so let's get into exactly what happened with FBCS.
So between February 14th and 26th of this year, cyber criminals got a hold of some very sensitive information.
What kind of information are we talking about here?
We're talking social security numbers, birth dates, account numbers, basically. Oh. Everything someone would need to steal your identity.
And it's not just that they got this information, it's how long they had it, right? Because they weren't caught right away.
Yeah, and that's a big part of what makes this breach so serious. The actual breach happened in February, but it wasn't publicly disclosed until April. That's a long time for sensitive data to be out in the wild.
And even when it was disclosed, the number of people affected kept growing. Like a data breach horror movie.
It's true. They first thought it was 1.9 million people, then that number jumped to 3.2 million, and by July, it was a staggering 4.2 million.
It makes you wonder, how does something like this even happen? And how could it take so long to figure out how bad it really was?
Well, these investigations are incredibly complex. It's not always immediately clear whose data was accessed and how much was taken. It seems like FBCS might not have even been aware of the full scope of the breach until weeks or even months after it happened.
So we've got this delayed disclosure, a growing number of victims, and incredibly sensitive data in the hands of criminals. I'm already feeling anxious, and I'm sure our listeners are too. So let's talk about what this means for those who might be impacted. We know this data is like gold to identity thieves, but what can they actually do with it?
Okay, let's say your social security number, your date of birth, and your account number were compromised. With all that, someone could open credit cards in your name, drain your bank accounts, even try to take out loans pretending to be you. And it's not even just the financial impact. Imagine the stress of fixing your credit score, proving your identity, fighting fraudulent charges. It could take months or even years to unravel. It can be a nightmare.
Ugh, okay. Definitely not something anyone wants to deal with. So what does all this mean for Comcast and Truist customers specifically? How did they get pulled into this mess?
So Comcast, they're huge. You'd think they would have all the security in the world, right?
I think so.
But even they were caught off guard here. It really just shows that even the biggest companies can be vulnerable to these kinds of attacks. And with Comcast, it seems like they didn't even know how many of their customers were affected at first.
Yeah, they didn't know how many of their customers were caught up in this until July 17th.
Right. And unfortunately, FBCS told them that 273,703 of their customers had their data compromised in the breach.
And not just names and addresses, I'm guessing.
No, all the big stuff. Social security numbers, dates of birth, account numbers, even internal ID numbers used by FBCS were compromised. So some people are at risk of identity theft and might have their Comcast account hijacked.
Yikes. Double trouble. So if you're a Comcast customer and you think you might be affected, change your passwords and watch your accounts closely.
Exactly. And Comcast isn't the only big name involved here. Truist Bank was impacted too.
Truist. For anyone who doesn't know, that's a huge bank with over 2,700 branches around the country.
Yeah, they're massive. And the fact that their customers are caught up in this really shows how big the impact of this whole thing is.
So what about Truist customers? What kind of information was leaked?
Same story, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Names, addresses, account numbers, birth dates, social security numbers, everything an identity thief would need.
And get this, Truist didn't even start telling their customers about it until mid-September.
Yeah, these delays are sadly pretty common in these situations. Figuring out how big a breach is, who's affected, and how to contact them takes a while. But it's still frustrating when you're left in the dark.
For sure. It's a good reminder that we're all connected by this web of data. And when one little thread is pulled, the whole thing can unravel. But we don't want to leave people feeling scared. It's time to switch gears from freaking out to figuring out what we can do about it. If you think you might be one of the millions affected by this, what's the first step?
Okay, so Where do we go from here? We've covered a lot of ground, and it's kind of scary. But I want to make sure our listeners come away from this knowing what to do, not just feeling helpless. So let's talk action steps. What's the first thing you should do if you think your data might be out there?
First things first, don't panic. I know it's a lot, but you're aware of the situation now, and that means you can take action.
Right. Knowledge is power.
Exactly.
So both Comcast and Truist are offering identity theft protection to anyone affected by the breach, right? Yeah, they are. And if you're eligible, you should absolutely take advantage of that. Those services will monitor your credit for you so they can let you know if anything suspicious pops up, like if someone tries to open a new account in your name. And they can help you through the process of dealing with identity theft if it happens.
So it's like a safety net while you figure things out.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's what Comcast and Truist are doing. But what about stuff we can do ourselves proactively?
Right, so you want to keep a close eye on your bank and credit card statements. Look for any transactions you don't recognize, even small ones. And if you see anything that looks off, report it to your bank or your credit card company right away.
Because even a tiny charge that seems weird could be a sign that something's wrong.
Exactly. And you should think about putting a fraud alert on your credit reports.
What does that do?
It tells creditors to take extra steps to verify your identity before they issue any new credit in your name. Just an extra layer of protection.
Oh, okay. And how do you do that?
You just call up one of the three main credit bureaus, that's Experian, Equifax, or TransUnion, and they'll contact the other two for you. Boom, you've got a fraud alert.
And you mentioned a credit freeze, too. That's different, right?
Yeah, credit freeze is like locking down your credit report completely. No one can open new credit accounts in your name, not even you, until you lift the freeze. It's a more extreme step, but it's the strongest protection against someone opening new accounts using your info.
Gotcha. So fraud alert is like a security guard. Credit freeze is like putting everything in a vault.
Exactly.
Okay, good to know. So that's what to do about this specific breach. But are there any general cybersecurity tips everyone should be following anyway?
For sure. Strong, unique passwords are a must.
What does that even mean?
It means no using your pet's name or your birthday. Combine upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and symbols, and make it something you haven't used for anything else.
Who can remember all that?
That's where password managers come in. They store all your passwords securely and help you generate super strong, unique passwords for all your different accounts.
Password managers are lifesavers. Okay, what else?
Multi-factor authentication. I talk about it all the time, but it's just so important.
It really is.
It's like having an extra lock on your door. Even if someone gets their hands on your password, they can't get in without the authentication code. Turn it on everywhere you can.
So important. So if we're looking back on our deep dive into this FBCS breach, the main takeaway is that this is something to take seriously. It affects a lot of people, and we all need to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. Don't wait for something bad to happen before you take cybersecurity seriously. The more you know about online threats, the better you can protect yourself.
And there are resources to help. The Federal Trade Commission, that's the FTC, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, are great places to start. We'll put links to those in our show notes. Stay safe out there, everyone.